I'm Addie Everson, and today I'm on the job with Christine Sidhu. Christine is the current yearbook and newspaper advisor at John Horn High School. What led you to this profession?
When I was younger, I always thought I was going to be a teacher. But when I got into college, I kept hearing a lot of people tell me, like, oh, you're going to be a poor teacher if you do it. And so I really let that get to me. So I changed my major a couple times, actually. And I ended up with journalism, more specifically public relations. And so I did graduate with that. I got a job at a health insurance company, and I was doing okay. You know, I became like a supervisor. But it was really kind of unfulfilling. I just followed my heart back to teaching. So I went back to school, got my master's in education. And now it's really cool because I get to mesh the two worlds. So I teach high school journalism. So it kind of worked out. And now I feel fulfilled.
What does a typical day look like for you?
So a typical day starts really early, like 6, 6:30. I usually get to school before school starts because there's usually kids in my room either working on homework or just needing like a safe space to hang out before school starts. But then as soon as first period happens, it is just like go, 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 go. And so I'm usually like teaching my lessons, helping students out, or dealing with a high schooler's latest crisis that they're going through. And it's really busy. Any downtime, I'm usually working on the yearbook. I don't really have a lunch break. I kind of eat while I work. And then even on my off period, I'm usually in meetings or grading. Then stay after school a lot of times with my student editors. And then finally, I get off around like 5, 5:30.
What are the qualifications for your profession?
If you take education classes in college, then you usually can get an in to take the certification exams. But if you have another random major, then you will need to take some education classes so you can take those exams. And then once you pass the teaching certificate exams, then you're all good. You're good to go to teach in whatever state that you want. Each state has a different exam.
What motivates you to walk into your job every day?
It would have to be my students. They really do keep me going. Just knowing if I make a sliver of a difference in any of their lives really just makes it worth it. I mean, they make me laugh. They keep it interesting every day. They inspire me.
What are the biggest challenges of your job, and how do you work to overcome them?
Teaching is not for the weak. It is a lot of work. I think that the biggest struggle that we deal with that a lot of people don't even realize is that teaching requires a lot of change and flexibility. We do have to be flexible to changing our curriculum pretty much in some way every year. As a teacher, we have to alter our lessons to meet our new kids wherever they are to cater to them. Our target audience changes every year, and their experiences, their cultures, their personalities change, and we got to change with it. Even if we're teaching the same subject for like 10 years, it has to change. It has to move with the times. And I think that's why this is such a huge challenge, is that our work is never done, but it is necessary if you want to make a difference. We have to do it, and we stress over it, and we take it home with us sometimes. And that's usually why we're so tired. But, you know, it's all worth it if we're helping some kids.
What is the biggest reward of your job?
The biggest rewards, it has to be the impact that we leave on young minds. I hope I've instilled enough confidence and work ethic and life skills for them to be able to go on in life and work hard and become kind and productive adults in our world. That would be the biggest reward.
What was your aha moment when it came to knowing that this was the job for you?
During my first year of teaching, I bonded with some really difficult students. A lot of these kids don't have adults that they can confide in. And it definitely showed me that if I can be that person for them, then it's a worthwhile profession. So that's kind of what made me stick around, even though it's a lot of work.
On the job with yearbook and newspaper advisor, Christine Sidhu.